Do you need more positivity or kindness in your life? Because if you do, this is the episode for you.
We want to talk about all those positive things in your life that are going to bring more joy and more positive energy your way. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor. And Lindsay, we have probably one of our favorite guests we'll ever have on this show today.
I'm so excited. So excited.
So this is my mom. This is Annie Severson. And she is just one of like the best humans you'll ever meet. So literally, so we're here in Minnesota today. And it's just so funny. Wherever you go with my mom, everybody knows her. And everybody tells her like what the impact that she's had on their life. Like last night, how many people came up and is like, she was my fourth grade teacher. She was my sixth grade teacher. She was my fifth grade teacher. And they just love her and stuff. And so it's just, it's fun to have her on the show.
Thank you, Susie.
Well,
thank
I
you,
know
Lindsay.
I'm so blessed to get to know you. And I'm so excited to have you on here. Like you're in my phone as Sweet Annie, because literally that's who you are. So I'm so excited for you to meet the world and the world to meet you.
And the world. This is my first podcast, but thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Yeah. So on this podcast, and you know, because you've listened to some of them, but we talk about bettering ourselves. We talk about improving ourselves and our lives and everybody else too. And so we always like kind of get a feel for people. Like we'll have random people text us or reach out to us and say, oh my gosh, that episode that you did on, you know, whatever helped me so much and stuff. So we just always want to hear from people. Like what is helping them? What are they going through right now in this world? And what can we talk about that will improve their life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your podcasts are great. I enjoy them. I listen to them all the time.
They're fun. That's what Lindsay and we had this vision years ago. We've been talking about it and we just wanted to always just have conversations that help people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So one thing I wanted to share you guys, cause I just think this is so special, but so this is, it's called, if you can see, it's called a mom's story, and you can get these for your family member. I ordered this on Amazon, and what it is basically is it's all spins just about values, about family, about adulthood, school years, all that kind of stuff. And so my mom worked really hard. She filled it all out, and I can't even wait. I just got it. So I can't even wait to like read through it. But I just thought like, what a fun thing to like learn more about your family. And I feel like we're living in a world right now where so many of like our youth are like on screens. You know what I mean? And they're not having conversations with people and like really getting to know them.
Yes, I think you're right, Susie. And I think the social skills of our young people, I'd like to see them do more social interacting with each other and finding out how they're each doing instead of being on their phones. That's what I've been observing lately. So it's just changed a lot. So might have to leave those phones alone for a while, find each other again as people. Everything.
Yeah, and I worry that our young ones are, they kind of hide behind the screens to an extent of hiding their feelings to their true feelings. Like they don't ever want to come off as somebody that has anything going on. Like they want to act out like everything's perfect. And we all know that's not a real world. So it's kind of, unfortunately, kind of teaching them how to like fake being okay when really they're hiding through or going through a lot. Like we all are, and we know we are, but you don't want to, you know, nobody wants to put out there on, well, like, some do, but shouldn't really want to put out there, you know, like all their business and all their things. So it makes sense to not want to do that. But at the same time, I feel like they're trying to create like an alter lifestyle that really isn't sufficient. And then it doesn't give them true value. Like, I think that then they feel empty when they are off of their phones and they're not getting that validation and they're not getting all those things that they thought they were going to, you know, make them feel better, but it's only in the moment, only for that notification. And then it's
completely
kind of gone,
right,
and
Lindsay.
Then they feel kind of lost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. You got that. And to find out their feelings, their opinions on matters, you know, if you bring up something as a subject, well, how do they really feel about it? You know, and how do they care? What would they like to do about it? You know?
Yeah. And how influenced are they from other people, maybe uninformed? Likely most people on the internet are uninformed and they put their opinions out there, which is, I mean, it's okay for certain instances, but big topics, big life changing values and morals and goals. That's a big influencer when really you don't know anything about how does somebody come to that conclusion? Why do they feel that way? You can't really get into that deep conversation. You can read the text, but you can't feel the feelings behind it, or mm-hmm. or what people truly, why do they feel that way? You know, like what makes them so strongly? And so I feel like our young kids are very influenced. I see a lot of kids and a lot of political stuff, and you know, yeah. they're hearing it somewhere, yeah, you know, too. And it's like, okay, where are you getting it from? And we all, like, we talk about that, what we're raised through and what you're, you know, you kind of grow up and learn those values that mm-hmm. you get as a child. But like Susie always says, once you turn 18, you get to have your own opinions and your get to opinions. Kind of move and shake how you want. So.
Yeah, that's right. And I always think too, like, how can we be kinder in this world and more positive? And you know what I mean? And like, even just like, I feel like promote good things, yes. like whether you're posting on social media or whether you're talking to people. One of the lessons that I've learned from mom over the years is that, and Lindsay, you know this because you've experienced this many times with her, but she always asks you questions about you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She wants to know, and she genuinely cares. It's not like she's just asking, like she genuinely wants to know, how are you doing? How are those kids doing? What's new in your world? I'm so proud of you. You know, just like all that encouragement, like those conversations that like we need to have more of, you know, and we need to teach other people around us about spreading that love and that positivity, because it really changes, you know, your feelings. How did you get so positive, mom? I've known her. I was the first one, you know, when I met, obviously when I was born, but I've been raised around it. But how did you get so positive?
You know, that's a big question. I guess I generally love people. I want the best from people. I want to always be there for them. So if you can start out with some kindness and just, you know, be there for them, I think that's a big part, and just to help them in any way. And, look for the best always in people. Look for the best, and because they have some best things in them. So,
yeah, everybody has value and strengths.
Everybody has value and strengths. Yeah, those are good words. So,
yeah, and I feel like unconditional love too.
Yes,
and I feel like sometimes in this world, like unfortunately, people like they'll have like one little thing that like bothers them about somebody, or they'll have like a fight, you know, like a relationship, or you know, like a fight, and then it's like for some reason, and then they don't get over it, and it's like. Yeah. Just love each other through things, you know, and people are human, you know, and none of us are perfect.
Maybe each of us need. Oh, go ahead, Lindsay.
No, you're the knowledge here. I want to hear from you.
I was just say that if each of us had like a little toolbox that we have different things, different gifts inside, and we use them each day as human beings, I think it will help us a lot, and just pull those mm-hmm. little things out of our toolbox and make us real.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And it's so funny because you have an amazing human that you've raised Annie in. And I know everybody around Susie is the same way. I could sit here and do the same with her, be like, Susie, how are you so positive? And I guarantee she'd say, well, my mom. It's a big thing. I mean, it's amazing. Like you and all of your girls, your family is amazing. And I love that. And people being around people like you make us all, like you made me teary at Bendigo because.
You kind of have that status as my fifth daughter, you know.
You're competing with Katie.
Oh, I'll never win there. That corgi is got a special place in her heart. I know that.
Oh, she's funny. Yesterday, Lindsay, I got to talk to this wonderful group of students in a school here in Minnesota about resiliency. And it was called the Resilience Ride or whatever. And so we just talked about like how we go through things in life, you know, mm-hmm. And I know Lindsay, you've talked on here about your past and growing up in your family, you know, and what that was like and stuff, and how you've had to be, you know, really strong and move through it. And you have two choices, you know, your mindset about it, you know, you've had your own stuff, you know, in your past, everybody's got things, they just look different, you know? And it's just like talking to these students just about how do we have the mindset where we know that we're strong enough to get through it. It might be hard, but those are lessons, you know, in Country Crossroads Counseling, we call them gifts mm-hmm. that they teach mm-hmm. us these wonderful things in life, that we can be resilient, we can be strong, and we're going to come out better because we made it through.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it was so fun to do that. And it's just, I feel like such an important piece of life is having that mindset. And you've always been that way. Yeah. So thank you.
But I'm so proud of Susie and Country Crossroads. Wonderful people are just doing amazing things. So every day I think about you and I pray for everybody. And I just think the world of Country Crossroads and all the work everybody's done.
She's even got our Fall Mental Health Matters shirt on, Lindsay.
I've seen it. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. So cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So every time we do a call to action on the show, And so I'm going to do a call to action today and just talk about how can you be somebody that has the energy that you bring positive things to other people. How do you, you know what I mean? Ask those questions, dig deeper into people and your relationships and look for the good in people. Mm-hmm. Unconditionally love them. This is a big call to action, by the way. And every day we're going to have. Yeah. We're going to have challenges that we need to be resilient and we need to move through. And so just getting through them in the best way possible, you know, and if there's ever anything that's like so hard that you can't get through alone, you know, that's what we're here for too. I mean, you know, we do therapy with people and we help them through life stuff. And so sometimes it's that big of thing where it helps to have that extra, you know, set of ears to listen and help navigate through that. And sometimes you can get through things just fine on your own, or if you have a really good support system, if you've got a couple strong people in your life that you can go to and talk things through. Like Lindsay and I always say, like, we always like kind of have to get things out sometimes, just vent about it. And then we are okay. So what do we do about it? What are the solutions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think be very specific too. And just kind of, I know Susie's talked about like your five or the people that really influence you and build you in your life. I think don't just go to that person that's going to validate you. Go to the person that's actually going to hear you. Because that's more important than sometimes being right or some of those things. So just be aware of who you're talking to. Are they positive influence? Are they going to give you something to move through? Move through it, or are they gonna bring you down and make you feel worse about it? Like, just kind of, it's kind of your own mindset too of what you allow it and what you give it in your life.
Your five is your vibe, so the five people you spend the most time with is very influential in your life, so choose wisely your five. So well, we're so excited. We've got some big things going on in the company. We've got our fall festival coming up in October 18th, so we're you've got vendors lined up for that. It's going to be so much fun. We've
lots
got
of vendors, food truck.
Yep. Hay rides. We do pumpkin painting. We do just a day at the ranch with the critters. So mom comes down with her friend Marlis from Minnesota. How many years have you guys been coming?
Maybe it's our fifth year, and she's so excited. Marlis is so excited, and they like to just put us to work, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves and go to work and enjoy it all.
Last year we went out and set up some spooky things on the hayride. Do you remember that?
I do.
You guys made some spooky things. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's free for families.
Yep.
And so we have between 400 and 500 people that trickle through throughout the day. And so it's so fun to do this. And
we look forward to it. It's a great event. Yep.
Lots of fun. Definitely check us out on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you too. If there's ever anything that you want to hear about or talk to us about, or maybe have us just talk about, we love, love, love having our guests. Thank you so much, sweet Annie, for being on today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yes, we love it so much. But definitely check us out. Follow us on Facebook, Country Crossroads Counseling, and then our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com.